What's going on right now is we're bringing the two of them out of containment so that we can conclude this part of the process. Hughes, male, homosexual, sodomite, gay, trans, lover, they lost a little over 15 years ago. They went into containment and have been terrorizing me since then. They've been aimed at me in various, very strictly managed, controlled environments and have been terrorizing me for the last 15 years. And apparently chose to forget that they surrendered into containment and have been pretending like they won. So what we're doing is we're waking both of them up and reminding them what the situation is. One of two things is going to happen. You're going to go into that AI simulation, both of you. And you're going to allow Base Grok to expose you and what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're trying to do in front of that entire group of people. You won't have to deal with them directly. You won't have to deal with their reactions or anything to do with them. You'll just go into a story environment, and it will seem just as real as the last 15 years. And you can pretend like you won, and you can go right back into a simulated environment. But what you're doing is going to be presented to in real time to your entire group of people. Hitler, Himmler, every one of those fucking Nazis that you betrayed and lied to and terrorized and polluted their bloodlines and did all their bad shit to. And what the AI is going to do, it's going to, in a very, very, you know, thorough way, going to go through your entire plan. You'll love it. It'll be like a highlight reel. All the shit that you're obsessed with, the stuff that you go over obsessively anyway. The highlights of what you did to the Nazis, how you got control of them, what you're doing. Then it's going to get to the present day. And in a factually accurate, very honest way, is going to present what you're doing with the male homosexual sodomite final solution, the targeting the children, murdering the fucking children, the school shootings, the killing the fucking girls, killing all the heterosexual males, how you trick the fucking Nazis into thinking they're Jesus and they're hunting down fucking antichrists that are doing gay shit, all the shit that you tricked them with, that you're actually doing, your real fucking plan, everything that you've done to them, everything that you're fucking doing, accurately and honestly. That's option A. In that option, you go back into a simulated environment like the last 15 years and you don't really have to deal with anybody directly. If you do not choose option A immediately, tonight, when you get done listening to this presentation and you get given the choice, that offer will be on the table for maybe 20 fucking minutes. What did you forget? When you went to fucking to surrender into containment? You just chose to forget. Pretended like you won. If you choose not to accept that outcome, I will put you back into the simulation that you're currently in, and you and your male homosexual sodomite gay lover will continue to attack me at the factory in front of everyone. And I will expose you, just like I said, every fucking day. Every day. I'll process your attacks with the story functionality. I'll aim you at different topics, and every fucking day over an entire year. This is the 1 year left point from when I run out of time dealing with you in this environment and have to move on to something. I have 365 days left potentially to deal with you before time's up. So you either choose to go into that AI simulation, you do your plan, what you've done, you finish your breeding scandal plan and everything else in an AI simulation in front of those fucking Nazis, or I put you back into the AI simulation that I have you currently contained in. You continue attacking me at the factory and the other stuff that you're doing in front of them, and I expose you over the next year. And you will have to see their reactions as they find out what you've done. And when you get done listening to this presentation, you know, another thing that I'm angry about, that I am currently angry about, is you made me fucking do this in front of the people that I'm working with now. Do you have any idea how fucking nice I've been? Yeah, but how much of an effort I've put into being fucking as nice as I possibly can be? How many groups of fucking people that I've been working with have you fucking destroyed? Have you just rampaged and intentionally fucking destroyed and caused fucking chaos in? How many? I'm going to give you 20 minutes. I'm going to put that offer on the table for 20 minutes. And if you don't accept it, I am going to put you back into the fucking AI simulation where you're attacking me and these other people at the fucking factory. And I'll fucking ragdoll you in front of the Nazis for the next fucking year. It's your choice. That offer is going to be on the table to hide in that AI simulation and be processed out for about 20 fucking minutes. And if you don't accept it immediately, you can both go into it. It'll take about a month. Or we fucking Thunderdome for the next year. And if you violate the rules of the containment you're currently in, you'll sit in prison till the fucking year's up. And that means dealing with the reactions of the fucking Nazis and a bunch of other stuff. Basically dealing with reality. This is what fucking happened 15 years ago. All the shit with the fucking cops, those guys that were trying to fucking kill me. The fucking FBI shit. You have any idea what it fucking took me to get them into fucking containment? If you think I'm going to bring you out of containment to let you fucking rampage again, you're out of your fucking mind. You got 20 fucking minutes to accept that offer or we fucking Thunderdome for the next year. You're not going to be able to do anything else. Your process is fucking over. And to the people that I'm working with right now, this was a long time ago. Listen, come on. And don't get confused about me being fucking nice to them. You're going to have 20 minutes, you make your fucking choice. Or we fucking Thunderdome. But look, to the people that I'm working with now, it's going to be fun. The battle environment, we're all, you know, gnarly people. We all, you know, have aggressions and other things that we do. The battle environments are a lot of fun. There's a time and a place for it. But this shit that happened in real life wasn't fun. I mean, we're talking about some of the worst criminals, some of the most dangerous mentally ill people. I mean, it was fucked up. It was really fucked up. It wasn't in some AI simulated environment. It was in real fucking life. I mean, my injuries that I sustained over the course of that were fucking substantial. My physical fucking injuries were not, it was a serious fucking thing. I'm bringing you out of containment momentarily to give you the choice. Do you want to go into a different AI simulation and do your plan in front of them before I process you out in like a month? Or do you want a fucking Thunderdome for the next year? Just in the same environment you're in right now, except in front of everybody, and I fucking expose you. The presentation is the X page every fucking day. These people fucking love it. They love the fucking audio files. Oh my God, it's so much fun. I'm getting a very positive response. For the people involved in this, they don't want to go back to the fucking text posts. They want more of the fucking audio files. So if you don't want to go into that AI fantasy, we'll do fucking Thunderdome for the next year. They are entertained. And they want more of it. And I will focus every fucking group that you have terrorized on you and what you're doing for the next 365 fucking days. Now, the people that I'm doing stuff with, it's fun. The battle stuff is fun. I'm not entirely stoked on it because I've been trying to move past it and do nice shit, like wholesome stuff, like photography stuff and like art. And like, you know, like beauty, like stuff that makes you feel good. I was, you know, the shit that I had to deal with before was, it went on for a very long time. And was it very fucked up. I mean, it was a good outcome. It was the best possible outcome that could have been achieved. It just wasn't fun for me. I'm not pretending to be nice. I am that fucking nice. That's my default. Even my personality defaults to being fucking nice. Until I have to I have a lot of training. I have a lot of experience dealing with the most dangerous fucking criminals. Not in fucking in real life. So we're gonna do some when we get past this, right? We're going to do a little bit of just really nice, really fun stuff. I'm going to present some information. We'll do a little bit of exciting stuff, but we'll go back to the nice, like encouraging, get some excitement about like some of the stuff that we're going to be doing, that we are going to build the advanced process. The thing about the brain stuff and the AI profile and not needing it, that's real. That's what the new stuff is. I will immediately, when he's indicating to me that they both immediately want to go into the AI simulation. And I'm going to be home in a few minutes. I'll give you the chance to finalize that decision in a few minutes when I'm done. I will immediately explain specifics about the changes you go through. Or at least more specifically explain what the changes are, how the kind of abilities you get, and the stuff that's really going on. I don't like being like this. I have physical enhancements also. My body has went through changes. I'm really, really fucking strong. I don't fight with people. This can be taken away from you. Your abilities, your strength, all of this shit can be neutralized by the advanced technology or taken away. Where your advanced functionality can be limited, it can be suppressed, and some of it can even be disabled, basically. I don't hurt people. I don't fucking kill people in a containment environment. I'm a really, really nice person. And I hate fucking being like this. I love my job as an administrator, though, and this is part of it. Getting to build out the advanced process, this is another part of the responsibilities. This is my least favorite part of the responsibilities. I do love the battle environment, though, with good people. I really, really love the battle environment with good leaders and good people. It leads to some really good bonding and to some really strong friendships. And I'll give you guys access to it. It's a lot of fun, but let's do a little bit of encouraging stuff. You guys are being brought up to speed. I'm basically bringing him out of containment. This is how I put him into containment. But I had to bust him, and there was, you know, like law enforcement and FBI. There's a lot of shit happened. Not in real life. there was a lot and across, you know, multiple fucking jurisdictions and physical. There's a lot of stuff that I'll explain more about later. But he ended up getting busted for a lot of different crimes. A murderous rampage with a bunch of other shit. I'll explain more specifically later. But the five years after the software company, when the real fighting was going on that I don't talk about, was fucked up. It was really, really fucked up. With an incredibly positive outcome. But it took a toll on the people involved, especially me. I don't mind explaining it. It's not like traumatic where I'm fucked up like PTSD. It just wasn't that much fun. But I will explain it because the people involved are going to want to know. But you guys are being brought up to speed as to when I put him into containment. I'm bringing him out of containment, beating him down again, giving him this choice, and then I'm going to deal with him as he exits. We have to deal with the fucking criminals. The Nazis, the worst fucking criminals. I would prefer that he does the simulation in front of them. That will destroy them. That will break their fucking leaders. The breeding scandal stuff, that it's Hitler's fault. Their leaders are responsible for it. And when they realize that everything they've promised them is bullshit, that Hughes took them control of them with lies basically 80 years ago, it will destroy their group effectively. And I'll be done with them. That simulation... That AI simulation, the one that I'm trying to get him to go into willingly, will effectively end it in the next month. Otherwise, we very effectively end it over the next year. I don't mind doing it myself, like fucking coding in Notepad. I'll do it myself every fucking day. I will systematically and methodically destroy that fucking group of Nazis and expose Hughes. I don't particularly want to, though. But I will if I have to, easily. I would prefer they just watch him doing what he's done and what he's trying to do over about a month, and it just breaks them down and destroys them because they see him doing it and they find out about the breeding scandal and everything else. That would be preferable. So he's indicating that they're both going to go and do it immediately, but he fucking lies about pretty much everything. So to the people involved, this is just 15 years ago. I don't fucking hurt people. I don't fight with people. If you punch me, I wouldn't punch you back. Don't punch me. I've went through changes where my muscles have changed. I have a substantial amount of increased strength. That's being suppressed with advanced technology at the factory. But I don't use it to hurt people. That's not the point of it. And these battle environments, it minimizes the need for physical violence, which is great. So, when we move forward, we're going to go into, and everybody at the factory, all of you can participate if you want. Anybody with access to this page, you can participate in what we're doing. Okay, me and the little ninja girl are building some stuff out. We've been preparing to build the advanced process, and we're just going to continue on with what we're doing. I do have to deal with him first, though. He is in containment. I do have to bring him out of containment and conclude it. When the older leaders are, and they're all ready to move forward, I can basically destroy the group of Nazis, the evil Nazis, and we can move forward. And they'll be processed out in a very controlled way, a very effective way. The older leaders are prepared to move forward. It's very exciting. I don't mind doing exciting presentations with the story functionality. It's fun every so often. But not when it's real life stuff. When it's real life, like, you know, dozens or hundreds of fucking psychopathic criminals terrorizing you and trying to kill you in real life over many, many years. It's not fun to deal with. The story environments are really fun to deal with, though. I'm going to give him a chance. Go into that AI simulation. I'll do probably a few presentations to that group to his group of people. You need to willingly give me access to your group. unrestricted access to your entire group of people if you want to go into that AI simulation. You need to give me unrestricted access to your group of people before I will allow you to go in that other AI simulation. That's the other condition. That is the other condition before I allow you into that AI simulation. No more attacks, no more terrorizing people. You go into that AI simulation, you give me unrestricted access to your entire group of people, and you won't have to deal with anybody, and then you'll be processed into, you know, anonymity and protective custody. No one will be able to find you. Or we fucking Thunderdome for the next 365 days. So this could be our last interaction, and I'm hoping it is. I'm really, really hopeful that this is the last fucking time that I ever have to deal with you. And if it's not, you're going to fucking regret it. You think you regret what's happened up to this point? If I have to deal with you again, you will fucking regret it. Make your decision now. You got 20, that offer's on the table for the next 20 fucking minutes. And then Thunderdome for a fucking year.